From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. In Florida, the legal battle continues over the future of Terri Schiavo, a woman who's been in a vegetative state for the past 13 years. A court-appointed guardian has issued a report that concludes there's no medical hope she could ever recover. Nevertheless, Terri Schiavo's parents, along with allies such as Governor Jeb Bush, are still hoping more tests will prove the experts wrong. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
Today is Terri Schiavo's birthday. She turns 40 years old. For nearly a third of her life, according to almost every doctor who has examined her, she's been unconscious of her surroundings ever since emerging from a coma after a heart attack back in 1990. Her husband says she should now be taken off her feeding tube and allowed to die. Her parents have fought back, saying they believe she can improve and sometimes can recognize familiar voices. But not according to her recently appointed independent guardian, a Tampa professor and lawyer named Jay Wolfson. His report says credible medical evidence from years of tests indicate that Schiavo has no likelihood of improvement and that the neurological and speech pathology evidence support the contention that she cannot eat or drink normally or consciously interact with her environment. That was seen by husband Michael Schiavo as a vindication, according to his lawyer, George Filos.
There was no evidence whatsoever to suggest that Michael Schiavo has acted improperly, and to the contrary, he's given his heart and soul to Terri's care.
But the 39-page report recognized that there is more than science at play in the Terri Schiavo case. Wolfson wrote that though Schiavo never responded to him in numerous visits, she nonetheless had what he called a presence about her. And though Schiavo had long ago failed several tests to see if she had enough mental capacity to safely swallow food and liquids, Wolfson said that a new round of tests might be of value. That determination was welcomed by Governor Jeb Bush. He's come down firmly on the side of her parents, Bob and Mary Schindler, and in October signed what's known as Terri's Law, ordering that she be kept alive despite the court ruling.
I respect the fact that Dr. Wolfson took extraordinary efforts for in a 30-day period to review all of the paperwork and all of the past testimony, and I appreciate the fact that he recommended that there be efforts made to allow Ms. Schiavo a test to be done to determine whether she can swallow so she doesn't have to starve to death. And so that's the good news part of this.
But the report cautioned that such tests would be worthwhile only if both sides agreed to respect the findings and then move the case forward. Neither side has done so. Michael Schiavo, along with civil liberties groups, says the whole process has been a constitutional violation of his wife's privacy and her wishes. The Schindlers and the governor say they have a moral duty to keep her alive and are fighting to remove her husband as legal guardian. Meanwhile, in the constitutional fight over Terri's Law, lawyers on both sides say a ruling could come down within days. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.